Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson, and I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I plan on having a wonderful show, and I know that we'll see some beautiful soulflowers come through. Everybody who I read for tonight will come through as a flower, and that flower is going to be unique to them. We can certainly have more of the same type of flower, but the flower that comes through for you tells me where you are on your spiritual journey. It's going to be where you are, present time. It's all present time energy. So if I have one person who has a daisy, another person can have a daisy, but the characteristics can be completely different. I can have a white daisy, the other person can have a pink. It can be a different path. It can be leaning. It can be animated. So there's going to be a lot of different types of flowers out there. And it's just all going to tell me exactly what's going on with your spiritual journey at present time. And so what I've had in the past is some very interesting things that have come through. I've had one person come through even as a Venus flytrap. And that just popped in there out of nowhere, and it resonated with the person who I was reading for. They could actually see this Venus flytrap and what it meant to them. They could relate to it. So whatever flower comes through for you tonight, that's what I see for you. And each flower has a certain essence, and it has a certain meaning to what's going on in your life too. So whatever flower comes through, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it means, so that you have an understanding of where you are, how the flower relates to you. And it's also the flower that does come through, it's always good to have that flower around you too, because flowers are very healing, and putting that type of energy in a room can change your vibration to heal you in certain aspects, you know, to bring in a certain intention or whatever you're trying to work on. So it is really important to have flowers around you. Now, I want to go into what a soulflower psychic reading is if you haven't listened to the show before. And when I connect with you, and that's by you giving me your name. You can give me just your full name, or you can, or just your first name. So whatever you're comfortable with. But it's all energy based. When you tell me your name, I'm going to see a flower pop through in my mind's eye. And when I look at this flower, I'm going to describe to you everything that it's doing. It could be leaning one way. It could have some leaves on it. The colors on it will tell me what's going on. It could even mean that maybe you have some blocks in your chakras. It could tell me kind of where you're at. You know, are you passionate? Are you angry? Or are you feeling very divine or spiritual? So color is going to make a lot of difference into what's going on with you. And so one thing it's going to tell me, if you're an old soul or a young soul, and sometimes it's just going to have so much energy, it's going to tell me exactly what you need to know. So these flowers can also have messages to give you. Once I've explained what your flower looks like and what's going on, then you have a chance to ask me a question on whatever it is. It could be a relationship, it could be career, it could be health, whatever it is that you're called to ask, feel free to ask me the one question. So if something does come up about health, and I see something about that, but please know that I'm not a medical doctor. And so if I just see something, I'm just going to bring that to your attention of what's going on. So just FYI on that. But a lot of these flowers can tell me what's going on with you, with your health, and mostly the chakras is what's going to come up. And if you have a question about the chakra or what correlates to, whether it's your physical body, emotional body, or spiritual body, or how you can open up that chakra, from what I see, there's many different ways, which is using an affirmation, aromatherapy, gemstones, even exercise. So there's a variety of different things that you can do to work on your chakras, but we can go into that more. But I just wanted to say that sometimes that these colors that come up in the flowers can correlate with those chakras. So once again, when I do take your call, I'll just ask you to give me your name. You can give me your first name or your full name, whatever you're comfortable with, and we'll see what kind of flower comes up for you. But I do want to make sure that I give you my web address, and that's going to be www.innerhealing.biz. Be sure to take a look at my website, and we've got a lot of different products and services that you can take a look at. So all kinds of cool things to take a look at. And so where we're at right now is I'd like to go ahead and take my first caller, and let's see what kind of flowers come up tonight. So I'm looking forward to this. Hi, good evening, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Good, good. Have you ever had a Soulflower reading, or have you listened to the show before?
I think you did do one for me. It might have been a while back, though.
Yeah, very possible. Well, if I did, maybe your flower is completely different since this is a present time energy reading. We'll see where you're at. So why don't we go ahead and tune in and let's see what comes up for you. Why don't you give me your name, please?
My name is Keisha.
All right, so the flower I've got for you is a lily, and I see a lot of red, orange, and yellow with this. When I'm looking at this flower, it comes up out of the ground, it's coming up straight, and then it starts to curve off to the left a little bit. The flower is a little bit open or closed, it depends on if you're a half-empty or half-full type of person. But when I look at this, it's got a little bit of a protection to it, but it also feels like you're just popping your head out to take a look at what's going on. So it feels like you're kind of folding back some energy or some protection that's around you. Because also with that, I'm looking at those colors. You've got some lower chakra energy that's going on. You've got the red, the orange, and the yellow. And so I feel like there's just that protection that you have. And your flower is kind of peeling back a little bit because you want to come up for air and you want to take a look around. So it feels like there's just this moment you need to get some sort of a visual, or you need to get some sort of confirmation about what's going on currently in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's like, I'm going to pop my head out, I'm going to check around, I got the telescope, I'm like, what's going on around me? It's like you're becoming an observer, so you can make a more defined decision. You're also trying to check in to see what other people are doing, because it's going to correlate with what's going on in your life. So I feel like the red is the most dominant color on this, and the red is about survival, it's about having a strong foundation, and so it feels like you have a lot of foundation to you, because when I look at this flower, you've got a lot of red that comes into where the flower meets the stem, and it's a very, very bold and a very strong red energy that you have there. So it feels like, let me get more information on this. Hang on a minute here.
Okay.
So when I'm looking at this, there's a lot of energy that is kind of stewing, I feel like, in your foundation. Do you have some things going on with family and it kind of where you're at right now in your life at home?
Yeah.
Okay, because it just feels like there's a little bit of anger going on right there, and it also feels like some tension going on too, is what it feels like to me. And so that's where I feel like you're popping your head up, you know, to kind of see what's going on here and observe. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So also when I'm looking at this flower, I said it was kind of curving off a little bit to the left. It means that you're not exactly on your path. When you are on your path, that flower is going straight up and down. And yours is kind of leaning a little bit to the left. I feel like that's more of about pressure and about some weight that's been put on you. And I'm also feeling like some people are trying to pull you down a little bit, too, and you're kind of fighting that a little bit. And that's where a lot of that tension is happening, that I can tell, with that real strong red. Does that make sense?
Now, can I ask you this? Why are they trying to pull me down? I don't understand that.
Okay. Do you want me to see why they're trying to pull you down? And is that what is going on right now, is that you've got people you're kind of got tension with?
And it's mainly the people that's close to me. It's almost like they're trying to keep me at a level where they can keep me, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they don't want me to grow, you know?
Yeah, so it just feels like there's
insecurity, I'm guessing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. So what is your question? What kind of a specific question do you have for me, then, that I can tune into?
Well, I would just like to know, like, maybe for you to tell me, like, some of the people that are around me, because, you know, some people come out like a wolf in sheep's clothing, so you
right.
don't know, this is where I might be popping my head out, because I don't know, so I
yeah.
try not to get into too many people, because I don't trust them, you know what I mean?
Right,
so.
You've still got that protection up, and you're kind of coming up to take, you know, an observation, because you've kind of been in hiding a little bit, or being a little bit reserved, been a bit pulled back, and so you're kind of
mm-hmm.
checking to see if it's still going on, and people are there, and they're still watching you. I feel like their energy is still on you, and they're observing you, and they're just kind of, there's something, Okay, is there like a decision that you're having to make here in the future? Is there anything about money or a change of lifestyle or living that they're not really happy with?
Change in my life, yep.
Okay, and I think that's where they're disagreeing with you, is because you're actually like grabbing the bull by the horns and saying, no, this is what I'm going to do, and they don't feel they have a say in it, and then I think that's where that resistance is.
Yeah, because this might be talking about a relationship too, because like I broke up with a guy, and it was like with him, he wants you to do what he wants you to do, and I'm not that type of person. Like, I'm my own person. So I feel like just holding me to a level to try to control me. So I just broke off completely, because you can't, if you do that, I'll be totally out your life, because I know who I am. So
right,
you
and that's
who
great.
You
are, yeah, and I can sense that about you, is that foundation is very strong. You know who you are and what you want and what you're going to do. And so it's important that you maintain that. That's good for you to do that. You know, be strong about who you are and what you're adamant about. You know, that just they'll respect you more in the long run, and it's just respecting yourself, and that's just what you need to do. So So keep respecting yourself and your space, and you know, just check in with yourself every now and then. You know, make sure, you know, don't doubt yourself. Just be present. Take a moment and just sit, okay, where am I at? What's going on? And do I feel good about it? Because your body's going to tell you, if you feel good about it, you're usually on the right path.
Right.
So
That's
good.
Okay.
All right, and I just want to say one more thing, that I saw a lily for you. And the lily represents about wonderful commitment to partners. And so a lily assists with helping you keep your word in partnerships, both personally and professionally, and it also instills confidence, love, and support. Does that kind of resonate with what's going on right now?
Yeah, I could say that.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and I hope you continue listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
You doing tonight, sir?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm glad to do that. Have you been in on the show before?
This is my first time calling.
All right. Well, welcome. I'm glad to have you aboard. So, have you been listening a little bit about how it works, of just getting your name and then kind of see what flower comes up for you?
Yes, my name is Craig.
Craig, okay. I can tell that you're an old soul, and I'm also getting a white daisy for you. It feels like there's been some separation going on with you, like you've left a lot of your old energy behind, because it feels like there's a part of you. When I look at this flower, it's like the stem is not necessarily cut in half, but there's, like telescopic. It's almost like this stem can fold with inside itself, and then it's also coming back out. And I feel like a part of it is wanting to leave that old part behind, and you're wanting to kind of helicopter off in a way. So this white daisy that I see is wanting to leave an old body or an old energy and just kind of move forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so when I'm looking at this daisy, we've got the white petals, and I feel like there's different layers to that of what's going on with you. So with these layers, I feel like there's certain steps that you're going to take in your life or what's coming up, because what I'm getting is all about flight. And part of it is what I'm getting is that you're wanting to – so I get the image of like sails. And like you're wanting the wind to carry you, and you just kind of want to go with the flow part of it. You want to see, and so it's like this unexpected journey, because I see like this ship going off into the ocean type of thing, and you're on a journey, but you're allowing the wind to take you where you're supposed to go. So it's going with the flow and allowing the universe to carry you where you're supposed to be. And it feels like you're allowing that to happen, or it's also coming across that you need to allow that to happen. Does that make sense also?
In a sense, it does, because I'm looking for a job right now in various different places, and I have my preference where I want to go, but
okay.
I'm just kind
so
of
in
that,
a way,
yeah.
You're kind of having to submit to the way the wind blows, in a sense.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on this journey, you're looking, but you really don't have a lot of steering direction, so it's like pushing your ship or that flower that's in flight to where it's got to go. So when I get that, I just feel like you are going to go where you're supposed to go, because the ambiance or the area around it is very peaceful, okay? Because when I look at the energy around you, I feel like everything is in its right place. You're on your path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Right now, it's very important that you just kind of go with the flow, because where you're destined is a good place. All right, because I see this flower taking a journey. It's going to this like other field or other area, and when I look at it, it's very lush and it's very green, which means that you've got a lot of abundance coming and it's very prosperous. Okay, and so I just see that as you go through this journey, it's very important that you allow it to be, rather than trying to force something or get confused or stress yourself out about it. Just believe that where you're going is going to be good, because I see the destination of being abundant.
Okay. Sounds good.
I hope that makes sense to you. So another thing was, when I look at this flower, it leaves this old body or this old stem, and it comes out, it's like regeneration. It feels good. So I feel like there's a lot of vibrant energy also that's within you, and like good health and good vitamins, and that you're very confident, and I'm also feeling that you've got the energy to go forward and do what you need to do. You know, that's like you're ready to take on whatever you need to do. Once this flower gets to where it's destined for, it's going to plant new roots. Okay, so there's going to be a lot more new growth, and there's also going to be a good foundation that you're going to start with that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. When I look at this flower, we're talking about white, and white to me is about purity and honesty, and I feel that that's very important, that you need to treat yourself that way. You need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be a very pure person. When I also look at this daisy, you've got the yellow center, which is the solar plexus, and that solar plexus is about your confidence and your willpower, and that's very strong within you too. So it's very important that you remain in that energy, because I just feel that the direction you're going is good, and just trust and believe in that.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question for me?
Like, how do you take questions? How do you respond to questions?
Well, I need something specific. You know, nothing like, you know, what's my cat's name? You know, and something
okay.
like that. I just, you know, I need something like, is there a specific, like, a certain person
yeah.
or a specific job or whatever that I can tune into for
yeah.
you?
Okay. Great. I applied for a job. I'm in Las Vegas right now, but the job is in Chicago. It's a city mm-hmm. that I really love. And I interviewed. I responded to a questionnaire last Thursday for a job, and the questions was very easy. I felt like I gave great responses, but I've heard nothing back after writing a follow up today. I haven't heard anything back from that particular job prospect, and I just want to know: is that a dead end, or should I go in another direction, or is that going to be a go for me?
So immediately, I got that there was other candidates involved. I felt like there was two people involved in this. And then I'm also feeling like within, they're having a small conference amongst themselves, not with the other candidates, but about the people who are doing the hiring. So I feel like there's a very tough decision that they have to make, because I feel like it's very competitive. Like everybody has got, you know, the credentials to do this job, and they're having a difficult time making a decision. So I feel like there's other people involved. And also, when I'm looking at this, it's like there's a man who I feel is the manager who's having a really hard time making this decision. So that's where I feel like the time is, or the delay is them making the decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I also want to just not intuitively, but I also want to say that right now is we're in Mercury retrograde, and when Mercury is in retrograde, sometimes there's, well, not sometimes, usually there is a delay in getting that new job, or, you know, you shouldn't buy a car, or sometimes your electronics can go haywire, or your vehicle might have repairs. So things are just
yeah.
out of whack during Mercury retrograde. So February 11th is when it goes direct. So give it some time, because between now and 11th, things aren't going to be concrete. And so just go with the flow. And the funny thing is when I was looking at this flower, it was floating off to the right, which means if, you know, with what your story is right now, is that you're in Las Vegas and you're looking at Chicago, floating off to the right means that you're going to go east. And the funny thing is, I was talking about the wind go in the windy city, so there was energy toward that if you put it together. That's that's what I was seeing.
That's a good sign.
But let me tell you what a daisy means. And a daisy brings simplicity and regeneration back to your spirit. And they ask that you take time for yourself and that you breathe. And a daisy, they will assist you with rejuvenation, recharging, and relaxing on deep levels. And allow daisies in your life when you need a little slower pace. So the daisy to me is just, and I mentioned regeneration also too, which was interesting, because that's what I felt like your flower needed and is going to have that. So I really feel confident about you floating off to the east and the wind's blowing you that way. So I feel confident about that direction for you.
All right. Thank you. You bought the Mercury retrograde. I'm over buying a car doing Mercury retrograde, and it broke down on me last year. So I know how that works.
There you go. There's validation about Mercury. So, all right, sir. Well,
yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling in, and, you know, tune in next week, or stay on and listen. So I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, thank you for calling Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just would like to know, do you see me learning how to focus and redirect my mind, kind of, you know, fill in those blank spaces that are in my brain.
Okay. So why don't you give me your name, and let's see what flower comes up for you, and let's see what kind of information or any messages that come through.
Okay. My name is Keisha from North Carolina.
Okay. So I feel like there's some... Okay, now... This is interesting. This has never come up before. I didn't see a flower for you. What I saw was a mushroom, okay? That doesn't mean you don't have a flower, but I'm just saying this is the first image that I got. And so when I look at this mushroom, I've got some red and I've got white on it. And so to answer your question, it's like this mushroom is representative of, okay, like fungus or bad thoughts or thoughts that don't serve you, or it's, you know, when you think of a mushroom, it's basically a fungus, or bacteria,
right,
and stuff like that. So I feel like things that are in your mind are not good for you. So the thoughts are representing, or the mushroom is representing the thoughts. Like, you need to do some cleaning. Mental cleaning is what I'm thinking of. But okay, so I'm going to move on into your flower though, but a mushroom just was something that came up for you, and it was just about a fungus, to get rid of this fungus.
I
hope that makes
so
a little bit of sense.
It's just bad. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do. It just come out of nowhere. It's like this hole. I feel it's like a hole in my, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it just stuff be coming out of it, and I'd be like, wow. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay.
I know what
you're
talking about, though.
Okay, cool. All right. So give me your name one more time so I can see what flower comes up for you.
Keisha.
Okay, so I'm also getting, let's see here, hold on, okay, because it switched on me. I'm seeing you as a sunflower. So I've got this very bold and very yellow, gold, very strong sunflower. Okay, and when I'm looking at this, it's really... It feels like it's a giant eyeball, and it's kind of looking around. And when I'm looking at the sunflower, it's going straight up and down, which means that you are on your path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so this sunflower is really just kind of like taking in the sun. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing, but it feels like there's a little bit of a, like it has a complex or a little bit of a insecurity, or it also feels like it has a little bit of a, just
on
that.
The sun of rain.
Yeah, I'll go with that. So what I really feel with is that there's insecurity about what you look like or who you are or what's going on. Okay, like you're kind of examining yourself and you're not too sure about if it feels good or if it's right, and you're worried about how it comes across or what other flowers look like or how other people are looking at you. So it just seems like you're conscious about something that's going on, and you're aware. You're like looking around like, I hope they don't notice, you know, but it's like I'm the biggest sunflower out here and I stand out, and I know they're looking at me and oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So
yeah, that's me, 100%.
Yeah, so the thing is
ahead,
that
you're
fine. The sunflower, when you look at it, it's a sunflower is beautiful, and it's a very iconic flower at that. And so the bold, you know, the very gold and yellow and how deep of a yellow that it is, that's correlating with your solar plexus, okay? Are you familiar with the chakras?
Yeah, the stomach. Yeah, your control center.
Yeah, so your solar plexus is feel like it's, and that's all about feeling like lack or personal empowerment, which is kind of your insecurity. And that's why your sunflower is yellow. And, I mean, any sunflower that comes into my mind can be a red one or an orange one, but yours is yellow. Mm-hmm. But that's also correlating with your solar plexus because of you feeling that lack or insecure feeling. So the thing is that you're rising above these other flowers that are around you. And you know what? Allow them to do that because there's nothing wrong with the flower that is there. I mean, you have a beautiful spirit, you know, and I feel like the sun is really good for you, okay? And I think that's also why another sunflower, or why you come up as a sunflower, because that sun is rejuvenating for you. The sun is good for your solar plexus, you know? So being out in the sun and taking in that energy, it allows you to relax. It's going to help create you a sense of being secure with who you are. So live in the sun and feel it, you know. Allow that flower to look up and be who it's supposed to be. I just feel like that you're standing out so much and you're making it worse than what it really is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world.
Okay. So, but I also feel like, you know, the stem of the sunflower is very strong, okay? You are a strong person, and when I look at this, you've got some deep roots that go in the ground. Like, I feel you have a lot of support, you have a good foundation, but I also feel like there's other people who are around you who are there to support you, because when I see all these other, like, different vines and stuff that are around you, and there's a lot of other energy around you, it's finding that strength and security is what you need to work on. By doing that, have you looked into other ways of kind of opening up that solar plexus, you know, whether it was affirmations or gemstones or even flowers? I mean, I think by you putting a sunflower in your house so you can connect with a sunflower would help raise that vibration in your solar plexus.
I know I have a lot of issues with that, and I think I've done a lot of work, but still, it still creeps up on me, you know, and I still, you know, whenever I'm feeling depressed, then that becomes more amplified.
Is that mushroom that's growing? Is it the fungus?
And then I got, like you said, I like the sun, so it's the winter time, and I'm stuck in the house, so
yes.
I got seasonal depression.
That's bad.
Yeah, so you got all that, and then it's just like, so when stupid people make stupid comments about me, it's just like that much, you know, worse, and, you know, I don't really have the power to really combat it or just be like, or make my little snide remarks and keep it moving. You know, I just don't have it. I just sit up there and be like, mad,
don't,
grumble, you know.
Don't get caught up in the drama, you know. Just feel that sun, feel that energy of the sun. Wear yellow colors, you know, that, because colors have a vibration also. And I don't know if you're into gemstones or anything like that, but anything that correlates with the solar plexus, like a tiger eye or something, or a citrine, or amber, or yellow jasper, stones like that have a certain vibration, and those stones correlate with the solar plexus. And keeping stones or a sunflower or, you know, aromatherapy is good to help you with that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, did you... Oh, okay. Hold on a minute here. I was going to tell you what a sunflower means.
Okay.
A sunflower brings forth joy and happiness in all of its wonder. A sunflower is great for days when you feel the heaviness of responsibility and practicalities of life have taken over. The sunflower lightens the darkest days by bringing in a ray of sunshine from the heavens above. So when I saw that sunflower, that's kind of exactly what the energy you need, you know, to bring that light in and that energy. So that's good.
All right. Well, sounds good to me. Thank you so much for your reading.
You're welcome. Good night. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you tonight?
I'm great. My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Have you been on the show before?
I was on your very first show.
You were? All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came back. Do you remember what flower that you had last time?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I wrote it down in one of my journals. I don't remember.
All right. Well, let's see what you have this time. So let me just take a second here and clear. All right. Go ahead and give me your name, please, again.
Kimberly.
So I'm getting some fireworks going on. I feel like a little bit of explosion going on in the center, like in your core, like there's a little bit of excitement going on. I'm getting a white lily for you, and that white is about honesty, purity, divine energy, okay? And when I'm looking at this flower, it's coming straight up, which means I feel like you're on your path, all right? And when I'm looking at this, the flower is kind of leaning a little bit off of the stem, so it feels like there's a little bit of an imbalance going on. It feels like you're kind of... you're on your path, but you're kind of a little bit unbalanced yourself. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Like you're kind of wobbling around a little bit. So when I look at this, the petals are kind of enclosed a little bit. It's a little bit of a protection, but I also feel like you're kind of incubating something, or you're protecting something to allow it to grow, or you're allowing it to manifest. So you're kind of holding something personal that you're allowing to eventually come out, or something that you're trying to develop for yourself. Does that make sense too?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see what else is going on with this flower here for you. So I was also mentioning about fireworks and some explosion going on. So I feel like there's a lot of energy that is inside of you. There's this point where I feel like it's going to explode for you. There's going to be a lot of happiness or celebration that's going on. Does that correlate with what's going on in your life right now?
The explosion, maybe that's to come, but not right now.
Yeah. So I feel like the fireworks are there's the celebration, but I feel like you're working on something inside yourself, though. Is that right, that you've got some ideas, or you're working on an idea, or you're working on something for yourself, or trying to manifest something, and you're holding it very personal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you have a question, specific question for me?
Yes. My specific question is really getting out of the situation, not focusing on getting out of teaching, but by next year, having a different job, career opportunity where I'm not so constricted and drained.
Okay.
I just want to know if that's going to change for me.
So has there been any interest in healthcare or nursing?
I grew up wanting to be a doctor. Medicine.
Okay. Because I feel that energy is with you about being a healer type of person, nurse, a caregiver. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel is within you. And I do see you. Okay. The image that I see is, I see like test tubes or beakers or something, like lab work.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's the energy that I pick up on is like lab work, but it's medical field lab work. and I feel like that's a direction that would suit you. It's in the medical field, but that, but that's just what I get.
Okay.
So yes, so I hope that resonates with you. But that's the energy that I felt come up for you.
Yeah, that it resonates with me. It always has.
Okay, and with that, that is your path. That's your essence. The direction that you're supposed to go. That I feel. Because
okay.
I feel I see you just as a caregiver. I see you as a very empathic and a very and a person who can connect with somebody. Like you would take the time to just listen, and like compassion is the biggest word I feel with you. I'm a very compassionate person. I feel that very strong with your energy.
Okay, you were right on. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and look back in that journal to see what flower you were last time, and this time you were a white lily, and so.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and keep listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Blog Talk. So thank you for calling in.
I will. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in.
My name is Ellen, and I would love to hear what you pick up regarding flower essences or flower vibrations.
Sure, sure. All right, let me get your name one more time, please.
Ellen.
All right, so I've got a lot of purple. I've got some black, I've got some blues. So, like, if you could imagine a butterfly, okay, with all these different colors on there, but these colors are so put there as if God put them the way it was supposed to be, all right? The colors aren't there just to be there. It's like your flower was put together the way, you know, it was like somebody sat down and put the time to put your flower together, like it was a puzzle, to create such beauty in life. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm flattered. It sounds great. I'll take
okay.
it.
Okay. Right. So it's like there's pieces of a puzzle, okay, is what it feels like. And somebody was taking the time to create your spirit, which is what I feel like it's being methodical. I feel like it's taking time to put things in place about what you're supposed to do and where you're going, who you are. So do you know what I mean by that? Does that resonate with you about being methodical and taking your time, putting the pieces together?
It has taken time, but it's not as though I want to take time. I would love to rush things along.
Right. Yeah, sometimes I know what you mean by that. But I feel like the puzzle isn't done yet. You know, I feel like there's a journey that you have to take a look at and see exactly where you're at, where you're going. You see the end result, and you want to hurry and get it done, but it seems like you have to go through this process. You have to learn something about it. This process is very important. You could rush it if you wanted to, but it doesn't feel like it's supposed to be rushed. It feels like you're supposed to go through this process and you're supposed to learn and be observant. Take everything that is around you, because when you put the whole puzzle together, you're going to have something that was like, I did that and I completed it in the amount of time I was supposed to take. If you rushed it, it wouldn't be near as beautiful or as perfect as you would if you took your time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, it does. And actually, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, but I've had very distinct phases in my life. And I guess they had built on each other, but they were distinct phases, distinct occupations, distinct interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you had to do that in certain amounts of time. You couldn't rush into the next one. It's just like you had to learn something in that process before you could get to the next phase of your life. And that's what it just feels like is a process for you, is the biggest thing.
Okay, well, actually, this kind of ties in with, you said you're taking other questions.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is that actually at this point, I feel like moving on. So it really ties in with what you're saying. But I haven't felt directed as to what my next step should be. So let me ask that question. What is my next step? in my life path.
Okay. Let me get your name one more time. It's like a boost of energy, so I appreciate your patience.
Ellen.
Okay, so let's see here. I'm trying to make sense of this image. Because I get like what looks like a thermometer, okay, and there's mercury in it, and the temperature is rising, but then it also goes down. So it's kind of a fluctuation of temperature, and it's also a fluctuation of interest. I'm trying to make sense of this. So it's like hot and cold, right? So
mm-hmm.
It's kind of been up and down is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just kind of more or less about how you're feeling right now. But the next step is... Okay. Now this image, sometimes the images that I get don't make sense to me, but that maybe it makes sense to you. But when I see this, the image that I have is about you walking down a city sidewalk holding an umbrella and it's downpouring. And you're not mad about it, you're not happy about it, you're just content. It's like you are just letting it be. You're just going through the motion, you're doing what you're supposed to do. The biggest thing I get is just about not having any kind of a plan or a strategy. It's about just being. It's just allowing it to be what it is, because it will unfold the way it's supposed to be. And I hope that's not too confusing, but what I get is just be content with what you have, okay, because there's more that's coming.
Yes.
It's like you're not throwing out any opinions, you're not throwing anything out. It just is what it is. And so allow it to unfold.
Yeah, I guess, yes, that's what it is. I don't know my next step. Let it I guess that is it. No, really, and I appreciate your reading, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in. I hope you call in next week, or if you ever want to take a look at the website, we've got other readings available too. So, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too. So I hope you've been enjoying the show.
I have been. Thank you.
Good. Have you called in before? Have you listened to the show in the past?
This is my first time listening. It's very fascinating.
All right. Well, thank you. So why don't you go ahead and give me your name, and let's see what flower comes up for you.
Thank you very much. My name is Mindy.
Okay, so this flower is being held up by a string, is what it feels like. So if you were to picture just the head of the flower, like there's no stem, and the string is coming out from wherever it is, I can't see the end of it, but you're dangling on a string, okay? And it feels like... you're kind of swaying a little bit. It's almost like a pendulum. You're kind of going in circles, but it's going back and forth. It feels like time is important right now. And I also feel like that this flower is just, you're just kind of dangling. You're hanging on. So the string and the flower is just kind of significant, because what's interesting, I just don't see that stem. It's like you were detached from it. And when I look at this stem that you were detached from, you're an old soul, is what I get on that too. And it feels like you've had a bumpy road in life at times. I feel like there's also a little bit of rigidness that was going on with you too. And I'm not saying rigid like it was a bad thing, but you've really had to be a strong person through ups and downs and some hurdles. And I also feel like there's some old energy that you're kind of wanting to not really get rid of. You acknowledge them, but it just feels like there's just some old stagnant energy. And so you're just kind of dangling there, and you're just kind of hanging around. There's not a lot of energy about a direction or a path or anything. Does that make sense? Does that resonate? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. A lot of that does resonate. but I do have the long-term goal. It's the short-term goal that's kind of crummy, but I have my long-term goal.
Okay.
But yes, energy also, absolutely.
Okay.
That I've held
on to. See, when I look at this flower also, it just feels like there's partly the flower, it seems kind of plastic, okay? Like you've made this flower to last a long, long time. You know, because this flower, it's not gonna die. It's not gonna get old. It's not gonna turn a different color. It's still gonna hold the beauty that it looks like. Okay, for you know, being a plastic flower, it's just not gonna change. You know,
okay.
So, but that's just what it feels like. It's not that you don't have any life in you or anything. It's just that it's wanting to stay exactly what it is. So it's gonna make itself plastic because it doesn't want to die, it doesn't want to change, it doesn't... Does that make sense?
Yeah, I suppose
a little bit.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a specific question or a certain question that you have
for? It has to do with my... Sure, thank you for that. It has to do with my business. I have a business overseas, but I'm here in the States. And it's a new business, and we're struggling. I've got my investors overseas, but it's something that I've worked on for close to 4.5 years, and I finally got listing in retailers, but the sales aren't there, and in the meanwhile, since we're such a young company, I still have to go back to work. So it's like, oh man, I'm getting tired. And the old energy that I held on to was an old love that I just sort of like, nah, can't do it anymore. So
okay.
That's what I want to share with you.
So
my question is about this long-term goal that I have. I don't want to have to stay here in the States, but I have to because I'm going to be able to get this new consulting gig pretty soon. But I really, my heart is overseas.
Okay, so... So you're asking when or is that going to happen? Or
yeah, that would be
okay.
Great.
Any, so more of a time frame?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Okay, so let me see a time frame. Yeah, I'm going to take a different approach on something here because I feel like there's this man that's over there who kind of is head up or oversees things going on over there. His energy
right.
is really strong right now, and he's just kind of seeing everything that's going on, and it feels like there's some lab work. It feels like he's wearing a long coat, almost like a medical doctor or a scientist or something like that.
Yeah. It has to do with, it's actually manufacturing. And they do wear white lab coats. It's
oh, okay.
a baby lotions and shampoos, and
oh,
absolutely
okay.
right.
Okay.
Right on.
All right.
And I do have an investor overseas that does my night watch. Like when I'm sleeping, he's making sure things are moving along here.
Good. So so I get 2017, okay, that I feel that's by then. Like that's, I feel permanency,
yes.
2017.
Okay. That's cool. That makes sense to get the tone in the market.
Okay. That's what I get for you.
And can I ask one more question on specific on this one? There's one account that I haven't heard back from, and that one could really help turn the page for us.
Are they, it feels like they're kind of antiquated. It feels like they're not very technologically advanced.
They are one of the older brands.
Okay. So that just means the age then. And you're wanting to know, are they going to be in the picture?
Yes.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a small percentage with them. You know, it's like they're going to test the waters. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we're going to do just about this, you know, small percentage.
Yes.
So that's what I feel like with that.
Yeah, it'd be like a little market test because they have like,
right,
they're worldwide. They're like 70 countries and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Stuff.
Okay.
So
I feel like you're going
start...
to be involved with that, but it's just by a little bit right now.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome, and email me if you have any other questions or if something comes up. I'd be happy to do a reading for you on that business for you too, because sometimes an intuitive approach can help. So you can email me through Blog Talk or something like that. So you can connect with me in the future if you'd like.
That sounds great.
I wish you the best of luck with that. So it's gonna turn out well for you. It's just gonna take that time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I enjoy listening.
All right. Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi. Good evening. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi, Brandon Thompson. This is Diane from California.
Hey,
I'm
Diane
so
from California.
Happy. I'm so happy I actually got through. I just never catched luck to call in and really talk to you. So I am really looking forward to this call.
Oh, now I've got the pressure on me. Jeez, gosh.
No pressure. It's just a good time because you're connecting so well with people. I'll say my name and let you do your thing. I'd love it.
All right, fantastic.
So, Diane is my name.
So I've got a flower. I've got two flowers actually for you. I've got one stem, and then two flowers come out of this one stem. And these two flowers, marigold, something that a person would normally put in a planter box. But I've got like some very vibrant, deep purple with yellow and black. Okay, and so with that purple, very spiritual is what I feel with you. And the yellow. The yellow feels more divine than like white would be. And so the yellow is a very strong healing energy that I feel that is inside of you. And then I also have the purple that is going on that is just that spiritual protection that I feel like. There's also a silver lining that goes around these petals. So there's that protection. It feels like that's angelic. There's protection, angelic protection around you is what I get. There's also something about this stem, and it's very short, but it's very wide. I don't feel like you're an old soul, but I feel like the time that you've spent has been so fulfilling because the stem on this is so thick, and so I would compare that to like a broccoli stem. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
the
stem is so wide, and it's just, you have so many different, I feel like, highways within you, okay, like connection, grounding, but it was also a cosmic type of connection that I feel like the center of these two flowers, and I need to get to the two flowers here too in a minute, but because they look the same thing, so the yellow centers are also like a way to connect cosmically or to the higher realms, but it's just that stem has so much information that I feel like you're storing. There's a groundedness to it, but it's also old energy. It's past life energy that you're still storing and carrying around with you.
Is that healthy?
Not entirely.
I know.
It's not entirely healthy.
I think maybe it's not that good deal. It's not such a great thing.
But what I get out of that energy is more about knowledge. It's more about wisdom. It's not so much of karma or anything like that you're carrying with you that is unhealthy. It's the knowledge and the wisdom that you're carrying in the stem, okay? And when I think about, or when I see the stem and the energy it carries for you, is that it's being held within you. It's every cell of your body. It's in your auric field. I mean, it's just wisdom and knowledge that is profound, okay, and it seems like you haven't been able to even tap into a percentage of it. You know, I know that you have, but not completely. There's a lot more. I also want to look at, let me get your name one more time, please.
Diane.
Okay, because when I see these two flowers, with the same stem. There's two different directions that you want to go, it feels like. One is a spiritual path, and one is about alchemy for some reason. I get books, I get alchemy, just that's just what I get for some reason. Does that resonate? Does that make sense to you?
You know, it does. Believe it or not, it does. It makes me even more aware that that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you're spot on.
Okay.
You know, my question, if I could squeeze one
in,
is
let's do that.
It's about a gentleman that's been in my life for 8 years, in and out, of course, but both of us have this pull, but yet, I don't know. I'm wondering what you could tell me about this. Do you need his name?
Yes, please. Let me get his name, and then let me get your name.
Jules and Diane.
When I look at Jules, it feels like larger than life. And I also feel like there's an infancy about it. But I also feel like there's book smart type of thing. So, and I also feel like this person is not very grounded. I feel like they're floating a little bit, and they're kind of in their head a lot, and they're also kind of dreaming, or they're out of their body sometimes. Does that make sense?
Completely. That you got like him down.
Like it's hard to get their attention, like he's just out in la-la land.
Unfortunately, he takes a lot of pain pills because he has a severe, you know, problem, medical.
Okay.
And so you're 100%, he is in La La Land because of it. But he's super book smart and super,
mm-hmm.
like you said, very intelligent.
Okay. And so what are you wanting to know about this relationship?
Well, do you ever see us living together?
So I feel like you keep him grounded. You have this cord connected to him, okay? And it's like you're not allowing him to drift off. Like you, and I'm not meaning that you're in control of him. It's that you're helping him. You're helping him stay grounded and to keep him close to you. So let me see.
Right.
You know, the energy that I have with him is it's like, he could go either way with it, with
really?
The concept. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, because I feel like he can, yes, I'm fine with it, or I'm like, I'm fine without it. It makes no difference to me. Either way, the relationship is still good. It's still strong. So it feels like he's just neutral on
okay.
it.
Okay. Good to know. So the future will only tell what will happen, because nothing is written in stone.
Yeah. Exactly. We have free will.
We have free will. And Brandon, you're really powerful, and I love that you're on Blog Talk. You're a good guy. You get it. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and follow me on Blog Talk or send me an email anytime. I love to hear from all the people I've read for. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Many blessings to you, sir. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in, and thank you for listening. I'm going to have to wrap it up at this time. So follow me on Blog Talk. Send me an email. You can check out the website, www.innerhealing.biz. And if you want a private session, I would love to do that for you. Send me an email, and we'll set up a time. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. And please connect with me next Wednesday at the same time. And at this end, may your flowers bloom forever bright, and that you all live in love and light. Thank you and good night.